I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.
Hola, I'm Vani Kabir, your divorce monk, and I bring to you Happily Divorced, a 13-episode series of my podcast, which is a HD Smartcast original. And I can't express how happy I am to share my journey with you.
HD Smartcast.
You are listening to an HD Smartcast original.
I know you guys missed me last week, but I was so unwell that I couldn't have recorded. I was down with bad throat and viral and so many other things that were just out of my control. But here I am with one of the most important episodes called Betrayal in Marriage. Why do people betray? Why do people cheat in marriages? None of us have ever found the answer to it. In my coaching sessions, I've met so many people who are suffering from bad marriages because one of the person decided to cheat. Now, this word cheating and betrayal may sound very heavy and very condescending, but there are so many truths behind it. There are just so many of them. Hum hamesha kehte hain ki agar samne wale ko insaan ko koi aur pasand aa gaya tha to hame bata kyun nahi diya? Hame bata deta, hum jaane dete. But kya ye sach hai? Aren't you living in the fear of losing another person? And the other person is also living in the fear of losing you. Now that might sound contradictory to you. Ki agar usse koi aur chahiye, to fir main kyun chahiye? Aur agar main chahiye, to kisi aur ki zarurat kya hai? We humans are creatures of comfort. Hum apne aaspaas ek bahut hi comfortable life bana lete hain apne partner ke saath. The life that we call family, children, people, friends, extended family, and so many things that we do together make our life comfortable. We learn to live with the known devil. And that known devil is very hard to leave. It's very, very hard to leave. But at the same time, somebody new, somebody at a distance brings a lot of adventure and excitement in our lives. We start to look at ourselves through somebody else's eyes who is deeply and madly in love with us. And we like ourselves more because the other person likes us. In very few cases, I've also seen that people are living in mere arrangements. There's no love, there wasn't any. They've only found a way to coexist and live together and create a life. For the lack of anything better in life, they decide to stay together because there are a lot of vices that they bring to the table and they are able to form a normal, sort of happy family. But when they find somebody who's truly their soulmate or when they find somebody who's truly their love, they decide to walk out. But this episode is not about that. This episode is about somebody who decides to cheat on you. Somebody who makes sure that he finds another person, and maybe for a lot of people that's a pattern. Why would somebody cheat? The reasons that they give you when you find out that they were cheating maybe are you are not the same person, you changed over the period of time, you never give me what I want, you never make me happy. Look at our life, it's so mundane and boring. These may be the reasons that you will be getting from a betrayer. But trust me, these are not the reasons. Because betrayal has got nothing to do with you. They betrayed you because they wanted to. They betrayed you because it was a conscious decision. No matter how subconscious they want it to sound, no matter how unconscious they want it to sound, but it is a decision that they made to cheat on you. They decided to walk out of the wedlock with somebody that they never intend to be with any which way. In some cases, as I said, it's people who find true love. But in most of the cases, it's love and getting away from boredom. Because mundane is boring for people. The everyday routine becomes boring for people. I advise people to get out of one relationship and then get into another. It's hard? No. It's very hard. बहुत मुश्किल होता है अपने आप को एक सिचुएशन से निकाल करके दूसरे सिचुएशन में डालना. बहुत आसान है दो सिचुएशंस को फॉर द इंटरिम बैलेंस करके चलना, बिकॉज फॉर मोस्ट ऑफ द बिट्रेयर्स द इंटेंशन इज नॉट टू बी विद अनदर पर्सन. दे आर जस्ट डूइंग इट फॉर टू हैव सम फन, टू हैव सम वन नाइट स्टैंड्स, टू स्लीप अराउंड विद समबडी दैट दे फील विल ब्रिंग द एक्साइटमेंट बैक, to flirt around with somebody on the text message. At the same time, I have seen connections that are beyond my understanding, where people who are both in different relationships are so drawn to each other that they can't hold it. And that sort of a connection is a soulmate connection, is a supernatural connection. That doesn't involve lust. That involves love. But the connections that we have where people betray each other are just lusty. They just start off by saying that, oh, it's pure love, I've never felt like this before, and this never happened, and that never happened. But that's not true. People leave because they want to leave. People don't leave because you want them to leave. Anyone who wants to stick with you through thick and thin, they don't need a reason to stick with you through thick and thin. They just know they need you. And when you know that somebody doesn't need you, walk out. Own up to your own self-respect and live up to your own standard. Because you are going to live with yourself for the rest of your life. And that is for sure. So this is a little bit about betrayal, though you may find my episode on both sides, but because this is my experience of coaching so many people around it, and it has opened my eyes to a lot of things, and I am putting it in front of you. Take it as you like it. Aur agar mujhse is bare mein baat karne ka man kare to podcast@hindustantimes.com pe please mujhe likhe. Lamba lamba likhe, chota chota likhe, but likhe zarur. Aur agar bahut zyada man kar raha ho to aap mujhe Instagram bhi kar sakte hain. My Instagram handle is @vanikabir. और HD Smartcast के सारे हैंडल्स पे भी आप मुझे लिख सकते हैं, whether it is on Instagram or Facebook, and it's by the name of HD Smartcast. ये सारे बहुत सिंपल रास्ते हैं मुझ तक पहुंचने के, और हम बहुत जल्दी दोबारा मिलेंगे. तब तक के लिए सोचिए, समझिए और खुश रहिए. बाय बाय.
दिस वॉज एन HD Smartcast ओरिजिनल.
I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.